This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you so know it, and so do I. It does not matter who the host is. What has always mattered is who the listeners are. There is no doubt about that as we are hanging out doing our thingo and hanging and banging and all that kind of fun stuff. Anyways, today's Wednesday, June the 25th of 2025, day 176th of the year, and only 189 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM. And then we are hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio Big. USA, Canada, UK.
Yeah, so a lot of stuff going on as we're hanging out inside of the multiverse. I guess I have to ask you already. Next week, what are you doing? If you're in Canada, Canada Day is next week. If you're in the States, Independence Day is on Friday. So you definitely know that's a long-ass weekend coming up for some. So what's your plan? What is the plethora of stuff going on? You know, everybody has a plan, don't they?
Duh.
I mean, I'm just saying. So with that being said, a lot of stuff going on inside of the world of the multiverse. Yeah, partial vanishing act yesterday. Had some technology issues in the morning, so couldn't get everything up and running. So that was the reason you got a memory lane, but you got some live stuff in hour two and three. So sorry about that, but that's kind of the nature of the beast sometimes. Not something that we love, but sometimes things that end up occurring. So with that being said, let's talk about this. Our show consists of safety in the news, news and safety. Just kind of the way that it goes. It is the outlander of outlander in regards of the things that we have going on. So hopefully you have a good time as we are hanging out. We talk about safety and the news is the way that it goes. And then if you want to interact with the show, call in radio.com. That's call in radio.com. So there you go. Some options, video, audio, and text messaging once you get there. So some options for you as you are hanging out. So I have to tell you this because I thought it was hilarious yesterday. Yesterday, I'm on a video call, you know, doing the little video chat stuff because that's what we get to do around here. And all of a sudden, I feel like my nose is running. It was kind of a weird moment. And I was like, oh, all of a sudden did not realize on a video call, nosebleed. And I'm not talking like a nosebleed. I'm talking like 6-7 tissues deep nosebleed, which I was like, I ended up having to tell the person. I was like, can we do this later? Because it was a weird one. I'm okay, just to make sure. But Thought it was kind of an odd thing. Never have had that happen to me in the long 40-some-odd years that I've been on this planet. So there you go. Some information going on. So some weird stuff, as always. So let's talk about this. Let's talk real quick about what the hell was trending in the overnight, because some people are going to want to care about that.
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as I look at the trends of the ends of the ends, it's going to go something like this. Notable and noteworthy, the fragile ceasefire in the Middle East appears to be holding as a Tuesday evening. Both sides rest in Diddy sex trafficking case. Trial and Aaron Rodgers wants people to stop seeking out his wife. Also, Shane Gillis will host the ESPYs. We'll talk about that inside of casting calls. And also, Prince Harry is expected to extend, you know, another olive branch to his family. So details about that in the Royals. So we'll talk about all that kind of fun stuff, because that's what we do around here. So if you're ready, I'm ready. I have my friends from Feature Story News hanging out, ready to jibber-jabber, give you some of the stuff that's going on inside of the world of news. So let's do that.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News, I'm Rebecca Bunsen in Hong Kong. A US brokered ceasefire between Israel and Iran appears to be holding, as both countries claim victory in the 12-day war. This comes after President Trump lashed out at Iran and Israel for launching attacks on Tuesday after he had announced the truce. Our Washington correspondent, Jigruti Dave, has more.
In comments to reporters, which included an expletive, President Trump said both sides had been fighting for so long they don't know what they're doing. He also had what the White House described as a firm and direct call with his Israeli counterpart. Mr. Trump is insisting a ceasefire is in effect and that Israel is not going to attack Iran. But it's early days in this fragile truce, whose outcome will determine whether or not the US president's gamble in the Middle East has paid off.
President Trump insists nuclear sites in Iran were completely destroyed by US military strikes, despite a report which suggests the attack may have only set back Iran's nuclear program by a few months. Counterterrorism and tensions in the Middle East will be high on the agenda when India's defense minister meets his Chinese counterpart on Wednesday. China is hosting officials from the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, a bloc of 10 Asian countries, for a two-day conclave. The meeting also comes after 4 days of conflict between India and Pakistan in May. Ishan Garg has more from Mumbai.
It's the first visit by a high-ranking Indian minister to China since ties soured in 2020 after a deadly border clash. Both sides have since warmed up to each other and another breakthrough is expected. Analysts say India and China could announce a resumption of direct flights, something that's been suspended since the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic. New Delhi is also expected to deliver its message of zero tolerance against terrorism. The meeting between Indian delegation and their Chinese counterparts will also be crucial against the backdrop of recent Delhi-Islamabad conflict, where China had expressed support for Pakistan. Indian officials say they are hopeful the meeting will help promote multilateralism and political stability in the region.
A heat wave has shattered temperature records in several US cities, and tens of millions of Americans remain under extreme heat warnings. Authorities are urging people to take precautions to avoid heat-related illnesses. Ira Spitzer reports.
Dozens of cities, including Baltimore and Philadelphia, set heat records for Monday with temperatures over 100 degrees Fahrenheit or 38 degrees Celsius, with more records expected to fall on Tuesday. The National Weather Service has issued heat advisories and excessive heat warnings across much of the central and eastern U.S. as a weather phenomenon known as a heat dome brings dangerously hot and humid conditions. Ira Spitzer, San Francisco.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. Looking in more detail today at the skies above us, it turns out the universe may be even bigger than we all thought. A brand new telescope is surveying distant galaxies and dust clouds and bringing back information we didn't know that we didn't have. Built on a mountain in Chile, 18 stories high, the Rubin Observatory has the largest camera ever built. Dr. Matthew Bothwell is public astronomer at the University of Cambridge.
I think it's hard to overstate, honestly. I think this is all Christmas is coming at once for astronomers. It's an entirely new window to the universe, letting us do something that we've never done before. The amazing thing, what the Rubin Observatory is going to do, is make the biggest map ever of our entire universe. And that is really going to tell us how the universe works on big scales and uncover some enormous mysteries. It's taking a 10-year-long movie of almost the entire night sky. It's going to reveal millions of asteroids, planets, exploding stars, and even tell us about some of the real deep mysteries of the universe, like dark energy and dark matter. Something like 95% of everything in the universe is this weird dark energy, dark matter. It's incredibly exciting to not know what 95% of reality is made of.
As he said, it is hard to overstate. The observatory's first stunning images were published on Monday, and it aims to survey, wait for it, 20 billion separate galaxies over the course of its lifetime. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
The main news again. A US brokered ceasefire between Israel and Iran appears to be holding, as both countries claim victory in the 12-day war. President Trump insists nuclear sites in Iran were completely destroyed by US strikes. A heat wave has shattered temperature records in several US cities, and tens of millions of Americans remain under extreme heat warnings. And that is the latest feature story news, Rebecca Bunden reporting.
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves, only on Safety FM.
What if everything we thought we knew about safety was just interference? From the host of the Rated R Safety Show and the founder of Safety FM comes the complete Signal Transmission Trilogy, now available in one powerful edition. Safety, in my opinion, the book that started the conversation. Safety Mutation, where the boundaries of culture, systems, and belief begin to break. And now, Safety Transmission, the final piece of the Signal. For the first time, all three books are together in one volume. The Signal Transmission Trilogy, complete edition. This isn't just about compliance. It's about consciousness. It's about decoding the way we think, lead, and live, inside and outside the system. Whether you've been following the Signal since the beginning or you're just now tuning in, this is the version to own. Search Signal Trilogy on Amazon, or visit safetyfm.com to get your copy now.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out, and your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short-form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked?
Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
It's a new year, but it's feeling harder than ever to find and hire qualified people you need, especially for small businesses. That's where LinkedIn Job comes in. They make it easier to find people you want to talk to faster and for free. You can create a free job post in minutes on LinkedIn Jobs to reach your network and beyond to the world's largest professional network of over 770 million people. Focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience and use screening questions to get your role in front of the most qualified people. Then use the simple tools on LinkedIn Jobs to quickly filter and prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire. It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering qualified hires versus leading competitors. I have to tell you that we have used LinkedIn Jobs to even find some of the people that we have here at Safety FM. LinkedIn Jobs can help you find the candidates you want to talk to faster. Did you know that every week nearly 40 million job seekers visit LinkedIn? Post your job for free on LinkedIn.com/safetyfm. That's LinkedIn.com/safetyfm to post your job for free. Terms and conditions do apply. And don't forget to tell them that you heard it right here on Safety FM.
Radio Big. USA, Canada, UK.
Okay, always a good time as we are hanging out doing our thing here on the Rated R Safety Show. As apparently I don't know how to run a board anymore, as things are going on inside of the world of the multiverse as we are doing our stuff. So let's talk real quick. Let's talk about some of the things that are going on inside of the world, though, because you know that life gets pretty interesting in regards of some of the stuff that happened, some of the stuff that we get to talk about, no doubt there whatsoever. So have you been watching the news? Have you been paying close attention to some of the stuff that is going on? And I'm only asking because, you know, yesterday was a pretty interesting day overall in regards to some of the stuff that was happening. So I want to share this with you. It's kind of maybe I should just forward some of it. So the president was hanging out yesterday inside of in front of the White House. And, you know, he was talking to some of the news people in regards to some of the stuff that's going on. And I want to share this with you because I thought it was pretty interesting. I'm not going to lie. So let's bring up some screeners here because that's what we do. And let's take a listen together on what he had to say. By the way, not a huge fan of CNN is how he starts off with some of this stuff. But let's take a listen to this together on what he had to say.
Israel, as soon as we made the deal, they came out and they dropped a load of bombs, the likes of which I'd never seen before. The biggest load that we've seen. I'm not happy with Israel.
So he's talking about how Israel is dropping loads. So let's continue taking a listen to what he had to say here.
You know, when I say, okay, now you have 12 hours, you don't go out in the first hour and just drop everything you have on them. So I'm not happy with them. I'm not happy with Iran either. But I'm really unhappy if Israel's going out this morning because of one rocket that didn't land, that was shot, perhaps by mistake, that didn't land. I'm not happy about that.
So he's definitely talking about the stuff that he's not happy about the ceasefire. But I guess, it, you know, when you have a mic drop moment, this would be it. So take a listen here.
You know what? We basically have two countries that have been fighting so long and so hard that they don't know what the fuck they're doing. Do you understand that?
And then after that, he just walks away. Like, just walks away, gives you, you know, it's the pipe bomb. It's the pipe bomb. He says that, and then toodles. See you later. See you, fourth wall.
Duh.
So, I mean, hey, it was just one of those interesting ones as we are talking. So, let's continue talking about some other stuff that is going on inside of the world of the multiverse, because that's what we tend to forget. We tend to forget things that are going on across, so let's go into the rhythm
and the rhyme
of the things that are happening. So despite an uncertain morning in the Middle East yesterday, the ceasefire first announced on Monday appears to be holding for now. The official line in the middle from the White House is now that the Americans' involvement in the conflict is done and that Trump has communicated with much to Israel. Trump explicitly told reporters Tuesday that he does not favor the regime change in Iran because of it would create chaos. Speaking of explicit, Trump cracked off the F-bomb while leaving the White House on early Tuesday morning after persuading Israel to not break the ceasefire terms, saying we basically have two countries that have not been fighting so long that it's so hard that they don't know what the fuck they're doing, which you just heard the clip. So it makes it pretty interesting. Not exactly normal presidential language, at least that occurs in front of the camera, but damn, was I pretty excited about that. It's like, oh, somebody just calling it out the way that it is, but you know how it is. Some people will be not happy about it in regards of it.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Oh, yes. Rated R Safety Show as we are hanging out and doing all that kind of fun stuff. Anyways, the Wallet Hub study of 148 American cities ranks the municipalities for the best local governments. The researchers compared the quality of the city services against total spending as a mark of monetary efficiency. Overall, Provo, Utah came in with the best run city hall. The study cited solid business growth, a 91% high school graduation rate, low crime rates, and good roads. Rounding out the top five is Napa, Idaho, Manchester, New Hampshire, Boise, Idaho, and Nashua, New Hampshire. Rounding out the bottom were at 144 was Philadelphia, 145 New York City, 146 Oakland, California, 147 Detroit, Michigan, and at number 148, San Francisco. Yeah, that's in California, just in case if you were not aware of where it was at.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
Hey, don't hate me for saying what the hell somebody else came up with. I'm just sharing the information. Anyways, the National Hurricane Center named the first tropical storm of the season Andrea. What a name. On Tuesday, the cyclone formed deep into the Atlantic, registered relatively low speed, 40 miles per hour, winds traveling under 20 miles per hour. It's expected to have dissipated overnight Tuesday into Wednesday. This is according to NBC. No, according to ABC. ABC. So there you go. A lot of stuff going on inside of the world of the multiverse as we are talking. So there you go. Anyways, an unnamed tourist visiting the art museum in Italy faces charges for damaging cultural heritage after he tripped and fell through a century-old painting. The man spotted on the security footage posing as the same position as the subject of the work depicted Fernando de Medici in Tuscany before losing his balance and piercing a hole through the canvas. Go figure. He lost his balance because he was leaning back against a step on the floor that's designed to keep the tourist on a comfortable distance away from the art that was hung on the wall. The museum management has issued a terse statement about future protocols that will prevent behavior that is not compatible with the sense of our institutions and respect of cultural heritage, adding, the problem the visitors who come to the museum and make memes or take selfies for social media is rampant. So there you go. I mean, that's kind of a weird one. I mean, let's be realistic here. You know, sometimes it's getting to the point now that trying to look at some of this stuff to share with you, you have to go through Ad Central just to be able to get into anything. So there you go. Anyways, if you go to the New York Post, there's a posting for it. But if I could get through so many of the damn ads that are in the New York Post, maybe I would share it with you. But unfortunately, there's too many of them to be able to go into that stuff. So there you go. Okay, Triple H report. Triple H. Oh, my God. Wrestling in the brain for sure here. Triple A reports that 72.2 million people are expected to travel at least 50 miles from home on the July the 4th weekend. Of those, 5.84 million will take the skies to reach their destination, while 61.6 million will travel by car and 4.78 million are projected to take a bus, train, or cruise. Wednesday, July 2nd and Sunday, July 6th are projected to be the busiest of travels. Travel costs. The good news is that both domestic ticket prices are at the lowest they've been in 4 years, and gas prices are at the lowest they've been since 2021. This is according to AAA. So let's talk about that, because, you know, that's going to be some information for some as we are talking. So are you planning on traveling? You know, what I think is funny is I've been talking to some people, and you might be amazed by this. But you know how if you go to a gym, gym normally has like classes that you can do. And if you take a look at most metropolitan areas, and I'm talking about metropolitan areas, you will notice that most classes are booked out through July the 4th. Reason being, so many people want to go work out to get their
beach body
before July the 4th, which I guess that's a big deal to do. I mean, I don't know. I did kind of look at it and go, kind of look the same year round. The good, the bad, and the ugly. I mean, I think my body doesn't change that much, just depending on what kind of garbage I'm eating that week. So there you go. Anyways, football player Rich Stevens has died. His passing was announced by his former team, Las Vegas Raider. His former team, no details are known. Okay, Las Vegas Raiders, his former team. They're announcing for his former team. Why does it say former team twice? That seems like a waste. Steven played 2 years with the team. He was only 60. But you see, that's bullshit. It was the Raiders, not the Las Vegas Raiders, because the Las Vegas Raiders kind of knew. So was he part of the Oakland Raiders? I don't know. So some stuff there. Anyways, musician Bobby Sherman has died. Yeah. Bobby Sherman has died. He passed away on Tuesday after battling with stage 4 cancer. Sherman was a teen heartthrob in the 60s and the 70s with hits such as Little Woman and Julie, Do You Love Me? Julie, Do You Love Me? Or should you say Joy, Do You Love Me? I don't know. Anyways, he was 81. Also, breakups coming down the pike here. Take a listen to this. Hugh Jackman and Deborah Lee Furness are officially divorced. She's 69 and he's 57. The pair announced that they'd split 2 years ago, but Furness didn't officially file until a few weeks ago on May the 27th, and it was finalized on June the 12th. For the record, just becoming available on Monday, suggesting the dissolution procedures were amicable. They tied the knot back in 1996 and shared 2 children together. So there you go. I don't know. I always have such a hard time understanding this. In regards to this, you know, you're with somebody for such a long period of time, and then all of a sudden you decide to call it. I don't know if I should talk about this, but, you know, we talk a little bit about everything. Have some family members, friends, acquaintances, whatever the hell you want to call them, 50 years together, and they have decided to call it quits. And I always kind of look at that and go, at what point do you get, after 50 years, do you say, hey, it's time to call it? Kind of a weird thing. I don't know. But I guess you have to kind of put yourself in life on what exactly you want to do, because it gets weird sometimes. Relationships are strange, but we already know that. It's not a difficult concept. It's not a hard concept to talk about. I mean, every relationship that I have in my life, and I'm talking about anywhere from friendships to intimate relationships and all that kind of fun stuff, it's kind of a strange thing because they're all such different anomalies. I just have a hard time understanding something like that. You know, you were together for 20 years, all of a sudden, boom, you call it. Somebody get together 50 years, they call it. I mean, I don't know. You get to the point that I guess it's just time to call it, period.
Another pitfall of our society. Rated R, Safety Show.
Okay, take a listen to this one. The Senate has considered that it's time to change the House version of the One Big Beautiful Bill. House Speaker Mike Johnson said that he focuses on getting finished with the bill that Trump will sign on July the 4th. He's signing a bill on July the 4th? I thought they didn't work holidays. I really thought that that's the way that it worked. I guess maybe I'm crazy. So there you go. The True Social post, Trump dialed up the pressure, writing that, to my friends in the Senate, lock yourself in a room if you must, but don't go home, and get the deal done this week. That's all capitalized. Get the deal done this week. Work with the House so they can pick up and pass it immediately. And then immediately, no one goes on vacation until it's done. That's all capitalizes, too. Former Biden regime apologist Chuck Todd and Jake Tapper openly wondered out loud whether Joe Biden's family man image was just a 40-year bill of goods. What? Okay, so there you go. Also, Trump has been formally nominated. Ready for this? Are you ready? For the Nobel Peace Prize again. Representative Buddy Carter of Georgia filed the nomination following the ceasefire between Iran and Israel. The nomination and selection process are confidential, and only select people in politics and academia are typically able to make the nomination. By the way, lost in the shuffle over the weekend is Pakistan's government nominated Trump for the award after he intervened on the stop hostilities between Pakistan and India last month. The House of Representatives on Tuesday rejected the measure sponsored by Representative Al Green to bring articles of impeachment against Trump. Only 79 reps, all Democrat, voted to pursue the impeachment. So there you go. A lot of stuff going on inside of the world of the multiverse, because that's what happens from time to time. What else do we have? Okay, let's talk about the numbers. The Dow gained about 507 points to close at 43,089 on Tuesday, and the S&P gained about 67 points to close at 6,092, and the NASDAQ gained 281 points to close at 19,912. West Texas Intermediate closed at $65 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $66 a barrel. Functionally back to where oil prices were before the Israel began its bombing campaign. Also, the national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.22 on Tuesday. Bitcoin ticked up on Tuesday, trading just shy of $106,000. And tonight's Powerball drawing will be for $140 million jackpot or $63 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, feel free to do so. Take a listen to this one. Federal prosecutors, rested their case against Sean Combs yesterday after 7 weeks of testimony from 34 witnesses. The defense then moved to an acquittal before calling no witness and also resting their case. Combs also confirmed that it was reported last week that he would not be taking the stand for his defense. Closing arguments are expected to take place tomorrow and Friday. So are they not doing anything today? I'm just wondering. So there you go. Do we do one more? No, let's not do one more. Let's get into our main story, because I think it's time to do that. So why not do it? Because let's be realistic.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
So now I'm super paranoid about my nosebleeds because, you know, I was talking about that earlier, but, you know, we don't need to relive all of that information as we are talking. So let's talk about our main story today, because I think I'm having a hard time in regards to some of the conversations that we have. And I think I'm having a hard time in regards of some of the stuff that we share. And I know that we spend a lot of time here talking about mental health. And I know that we spend a lot of time here talking about things that are just going on inside of the world of safety. And we talk about, you know, how some of those general feelings are. And listen, I know I give a hard time to some organizations and I give some hard times to some of the stuff that's happening inside of the world of the multiverse. But I want to be realistic about something here. I want to be realistic about some of the things that we tend to forget from time to time. I don't think any of us has this shit figured out in regard to what's happening. Because I don't know about you, but I have not become a psychic. I have not become a person that can predict the future. I have some ideas. I can look at patterns and stuff like that, but I definitely don't have it figured out. And sometimes we forget that we get to interact with other humans. And bear with me as I say this. We forget that we're interacting with other humans that are trying to figure this out as well. Listen, as much as a tough person a person that has it all together we want to be? We don't. And we get to interact with people that don't have it together either. And listen, there's a lot of stuff that we talk about that is centered around systems. And really what we need to understand is we're all broken. And I don't mean that to be an asshole as I'm saying that, but we are. There's impacts of things that have happened in your life that have gotten you to the point to where you are now. And sometimes when we get to those points in life where we think that we need to be hard as stone and be mean and act up, maybe those are the times that we need to be softer. Maybe those are the times that we need to be more open to other people's ideas. Listen, I have probably as many mental issues as anyone else, maybe even more, because I'm still trying to understand everything that's going on. And it's not a common practice for people to talk about stuff like this. It's not a common practice for people to say, hey, I have no idea what to do. And listen, the guy that I consider my mentor always likes to say that he's one airline magazine ahead of everyone else. I don't even think I'm that far ahead. I look at it from the standpoint of I'm still trying to figure out what the hell I'm doing. And this show, we come to you daily for the most part, Monday through Friday, better saying. And I'm still trying to figure it out. I'm still trying to figure out where we're all going together. There's nothing in my life that I get to do that I consider it perfect. There's nothing in my life that I get to do that I know I'm good at. And the reason I'm saying all this stuff here today is because I think that sometimes we tend to forget that when we interact with others, we're interacting with other humans that are seeing the world differently than you get to see it. Seeing the world differently than the rest of us. And it's okay to talk about this stuff. Some people shy away about some of the things that are going on. And I think that we have to get to the point now where we're just going, hey, is everything okay? Because some of the biggest failures that we have is not being able to communicate properly with others. Think about that for a moment. Think about that for a moment in time on how we have such a hard time sometimes of interacting with other people. Because we don't understand what they're trying to tell us. What if we took a moment in time and just ask more questions to make sure that we understand what the other person is saying? I'm just asking. So if I could ask you for a small favor today, just today, when you're going to communicate with someone else, would you be willing to take a moment and make sure that you understand what they're telling you before you decide to jump the gun in regards of your response back?
Oops, what did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy,
open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with BIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take BIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
This isn't a safety manual. It's a transmission. Jay Allen, PhD, host of the Rated R Safety Show and founder of Safety FM, has spent years pulling back the curtain on the systems we work in and the ones we don't talk about. What started as a fatal crash on the 405 became a search for truth. Through behavior-based safety, human and organizational performance, simulation theory, and everything in between. Safety, in my opinion, is raw, reflective, and real. From burnout to breakthroughs, from the matrix to the moment someone says, "This doesn't feel right." This book doesn't give you answers. It hands you the signal. Safety, in my opinion. Available now, wherever books and audiobooks are found.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, "Yeah, I'll look into it later." Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Pop quiz, hotshot. During a heat wave, what's more important, air conditioning or air guitar?
Is it air conditioning?
Air guitar. The answer is always air guitar.
Okay, here we go. 44 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out here on the Rated R Safety Show, doing all the fun stuff that we get to do. No doubt about that. This song right here is titled Gravity by Wolf Club. Songs readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, and YouTube Music. So there you go. Some stuff to talk about as we are hanging out. So if you're ready, I'm ready to talk a little bit more. Yep, thanks to Wolf Club for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. No doubt about that, as we are doing all the fun stuff that we get to do inside of this world of the multiverse. No doubt about that. Anyways, let's talk about some things that are going to be super important, because I think they're super important. So let's talk about it. This will probably be the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime. Yeah. So let's talk about it. No matter what you are facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And To Write Love on Her Arms wants you to know that people have been where you are now and that healing is possible. Things can get better. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com, and click on the section that says Find Help. Once you get there, there's going to be information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorder, self-injury, suicide, trauma, grief support. That's just to name a few things. That's TWLOHA.com to write love on her arms. So there you go. A lot of stuff going on right there. So take a look around. Let me know what you think, because I think it's always importante in regards of what is going on inside of the world of the multiverse. So there you go. TWLOHA.com. Listen, might not be for you, but it can be something that might be worth talking about here in the long run. Anyways, before I forget, let's talk about this real quick, because this is still going down. Yep, September the 9th through the 11th, Santa Fe, New Mexico, Conklin Conference 4 going on in Santa Fe. Would love to see you there. Of course, it's being hosted by yours truly. Speakers expected to present there will be Todd Conklin, Martha Acosta, Bob Edwards, Jennifer T. Long, Andrea Baker, and Mark Yeston, just to name a few. Listen, as we go through the level of the multiverse there, no doubt that we are hanging out talking about things going on inside of the world of human performance, human organizational performance. Would love to see you there. To find out more information, you can either scan the QR code that's on the screen, or you can go to safetyfm.com and click on the section that says live events. That's live events. Would love to see you there September the 9th through the 11th. So there you go. Always a good time when we all get to hang out together, because if not, we'd be doing something entirely different. And nobody wants to do that. Everybody wants to hang. Everybody wants to do some stuff. So let's talk about this real quick. AI itinerary. Turns out that American workers hit their peak productivity at 11 a.m. on Monday, right before the caffeine wears off. But by Friday at that exact 12:06, productivity fractions. And a new survey of 2,000 knowledge workers found that most feel very productive during the workday. They still lose about 3.5 hours a week, that thanks to the average 53 annoying little tasks that derail their flow. The survey commissioned by Grammarly also looked at AI could help. Younger workers, especially Gen Z, are more eager to offload boring tasks. 62% of all respondents said that they gladly use AI on their job, especially for repetitive tasks. Top AI wish list items: tools that are easy to use, write emails, sort data, and take meeting notes. With 76% of AI will soon be essential at work, probably in the next 3.5 years. Yes, AI can do anything to do with Excel gladly. And we can reach peak productivity at 11 a.m., which is exactly when I have the second snack, which explains so much. 11 a.m. I don't know. Around here, should I pull the curtain back a little bit more? In regards, we start off at 4:30. Yeah, that's in the a.m. That's not in the p.m. here. Yeah, I'm just saying. Show prep, you know, writers writing and all that kind of fun stuff. We have to get all that stuff done. So we're here early. So come 11 o'clock, I mean, I'm ready to tap. So I'm just saying. Some people get all kind of weirded out when I start saying, yeah, you know, come around noontime. I'm ready to call it a day. And they're like, noon. But, you know, 4:30 is kind of a thing. Just saying. Anyways, you know, the life and struggles of a radio person is kind of the way that I look at it. Anyways, let's talk about some more positive stuff inside of the world, if you don't mind. Let's go ahead and bring some John Smalls into our life and let him tell us about what the hell is going on with the Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Larry. Jedi Master Yoda said, "Do or do not, there is no try." Star Wars was a movie that almost didn't get made. I read an article about it. Okay, let's say I probably watched a video about it. Let's be real. The studios all thought Star Wars was the dumbest thing they'd ever seen. They just didn't get it. One even called it a space soap opera. What they didn't know, what they couldn't know, was that this little weird movie would become a cultural phenomenon that would make billions of dollars. Looking back, we see this, but imagine being one of the executives who turned it down in the mid-1970s. I bet there was more than one sleepless night over that decision.
The Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at motivationminute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. It's terribly painful to admit that the problem we face is our own sinfulness. It's not circumstances, not temperament, nor personality, not even the sinful things we've done. But it is us, our sinfulness. Painful? You better believe it. But it's also good to have called it by its rightful name, sin. Because having fearlessly owned our own sinfulness, we can now be forgiven and transformed. Lord Jesus, I have no excuse, no self-justifying explanation. I am a sinner, and you are my only hope. Forgive me and change me. Your holy name I pray. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at OneMinuteDevotion.com.
The Rated R Safety Show.
Police in France report that 14 individuals have been arrested after 145 people were allegedly pricked by syringes at a nationwide music festival.
Authorities are investigating whether the incidents involved substance exposure or intimidation. Officials say the syringes may have been used to instill panic among crowds, though no serious medical issues have been confirmed. Investigators are reviewing surveillance footage and interviewing attendees. Benjamin Wright reporting.
Reports from Greece confirm that firefighters are combating a large wildfire on the eastern Aegean island of Chios for the third consecutive day. Joseph Eckerson reports.
Evacuation orders have been issued for residents in several coastal communities. Officials caution that shifting winds could spread flames toward residential areas and cultural landmarks. Air support, including helicopters and water bombers, has been deployed to assist ground firefighters in controlling the blaze.
World leaders have gathered in The Hague, Netherlands for a pivotal NATO summit aimed at reinforcing alliance unity and discussing increased defense spending.
Delegates are also addressing emerging threats in Eastern Europe and the Middle East. German Chancellor Merz announced plans for Berlin's defense budget to reach 3.5% of GDP by 2029. US and EU representatives signaled support for bolstering collective security measures amid global instability. Chris Anderson reporting.
The Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension confirms that two state legislators and their spouses were shot in a politically motivated attack on June 14th,
Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband died, while Senator John Hoffman and his wife remain hospitalized. Authorities say suspect Vance Bolter has been arrested and charged with murder and attempted murder. Investigators continue to probe a potential link to political extremism. Kyle Norris reporting.
In California, protests sparked by large-scale ICE immigration raids in Los Angeles earlier this month remain ongoing.
Governor Newsom has sued the federal government after the National Guard's deployment to support enforcement operations. Federal
federal authorities deployed over 4,100 National Guard troops and Marines in response to civil unrest. While many demonstrations have been peaceful, reports of injuries and arrests have surfaced. Jessica Oakley reporting.
Economic surveys show that Americans' confidence in the national economy has declined in June, reversing gains from the prior month.
Rising trade tensions and persistent inflation are cited as contributing factors. Analysts warn that this softening could impact consumer spending and delay further Federal Reserve interest rate adjustments. Economists emphasize monitoring upcoming retail and labor data for clearer indicators. Lawrence Keller reporting.
In Maryland, local officials report a quadruple shooting early Tuesday in Anne Arundel County.
A 19-year-old male is in critical condition, while three other victims suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Law enforcement is actively investigating and urges anyone with information to come forward. No arrests have been made so far. Kevin Sanders reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.
Tearing the ass out of you like gas station sushi.
Oh, yeah, still hanging out here on the Jay Allen of the Morning Show, which we normally call our number one as the Rated R Safety Show. So just a little FYI. Let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. Back in 2009, Michael Jackson dies of acute protofall on intoxication at his home near Los Angeles. The coroner would rule his death a homicide, and Jackson's doctor, Conrad Murray, would be convicted for involuntary manslaughter in 2011. Michael Jackson was only 50 at the time of his passing. 50, which is still crazy to me as I take a look at it. Okay, so let's talk about some things. Let's talk about some birthdays. Let's do that. Logan Pepper turns 23. Benson Boone, 23. Lala Anthony, 43. Busy Phillips, 46. Angela Kinsley, 54. Dale Curry, 61. Ricky Gervais, turns 64. Carly Simon turns 82. And James Meredith turns 92 today. So there you go. That's some birthdays going on. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, I have some of those for you. No, I don't. I have one. It's Global Beatles Day. Global Beatles Day. So there you go. If you need a rando ando for you, I got one of those. I don't know the science behind it, but you'll totally, okay, but if you're totally naked and want to feel even more naked, all you have to do is put your shoes on. Yeah, I get it. I guess that makes sense. Also, if you need a phone starter for today, try this. Where's the worst smelling place you've been? Worst smelling place you've been? Well, that's a good question. Okay, if you need a question for the water cooler, try this. 1 in 10 people say that they do this when they stay in a hotel. What is it? Bring their own sheets. That's different. So there you go. Anyways, for those asking, yes, the Signal Transmission Trilogy, the hardcover, the one booker. Yeah, it's available. No paperback, only hardcover available. If you're looking for it, it is available on Amazon. So there you go. The Signal Transmission Trilogy all in one. Yep. I have to tell you, it was kind of interesting because they were able to shrink it down in regards of one book, less pages than all three books separately. Thought that was kind of weird. So there you go. Anyways, that's going to sum up our time together at the top of the hour. I'll be going over to RadioBig.fm if you want to come and hang out with me for the next couple hours or so. If you don't, you can hang out here on Safety FM and hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus as he talks about the world of safety consulting. Anyways, if I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this one. Creativity is intelligence having fun. Think about that for a moment. It might take you places. Anyways, thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. Anyways, I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are solely those of the host and guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of Safety FM and or Radio Big. The content discussed, including examples of analysis, is provided for illustrative purposes only. It should not be applied as the sole solution in real-world scenarios, as it is based on limited and dated open-source information. Any assumptions made during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are not reflective of Safety FM and or Radio Big. No portion of this broadcast, podcast, or radio show may be reproduced,
stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic, mechanical, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of Safety FM and or Radio Big. For permission requests, please contact Safety FM or Radio Big directly.